State lawmakers will meet 1 week from today for the start of their annual 60-day legislative session. We'll bring you a preview of the session, including your questions and comments on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30. One issue that's sure to come up this year is medical marijuana. Voters defeated a constitutional amendment to legalize medical marijuana back in November. It fell short of the 60% threshold to pass. Florida Matters producer Lottie Watts takes a look at the legislative effort to legalize medical marijuana.
The latest proposal to make marijuana available for medical use in Florida comes from Republican State Senator Jeff Brandis of St. Petersburg.
Amendment 2 really was kind of a take it or leave it offer.
He says the place to work out the details is in the legislature.
I think a better way to do it right now is to go through statute and to be thoughtful, let the legislators review it, make the appropriate changes, and really create a Florida-specific medical cannabis law.
He's the sponsor of the Florida Medical Marijuana Act. It would allow patients suffering from certain conditions or symptoms to get access to marijuana if they are certified by their physician.
This is really kind of going in with what I think is really the best of all of the other 23 states' legislation, trying to pull it together to do something that I think is reasonable for Florida and to really give chance for all the other legislators to understand and thoughtfully ask questions and for it to be fully reviewed.
There are many, many reasons why we would be very concerned about a bill like that passing in our state. And, you know, we will do everything we can to educate people about those potential consequences, and hopefully people will reject it.
Calvina Fay is the executive director of the Drug-Free America Foundation, based in St. Petersburg.
There's a lot coming out right now on this issue of marijuana as a so-called medicine. A lot of very bad stuff, a lot of abuses, a lot of new research showing that marijuana is not the benign drug that people thought it to be.
So when it comes to smoking marijuana, the official position from Drug-Free America is no. And Faye says Florida doesn't need to make marijuana more available.
The THC in marijuana, which science has shown to be of value as a medicine, that THC has already been extracted from marijuana and turned into a synthetic form and has gone through the FDA process. And it's been prescribed now for several decades. It's marketed in the United States under the name of Marinol.
During the last legislative session, Florida lawmakers approved a specific type of marijuana. It's a non-euphoric strain of cannabis that's expected to be used to treat seizures in children. But the Florida Department of Health is still hashing out the rules of the new Charlotte's Web law. And that, according to Senate President Andy Gardner, could complicate things for the Brandis bill.
It's been tied up in rulemaking in the department, so there might be a challenge as how much you do this year when you haven't even implemented what we did last May.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri supported the Charlotte's Web bill last year, which got its name from a popular brand of low THC marijuana oil.
You take the recreational use out of it. You take that social value out of it. I don't see anybody sitting around on a Saturday night with the strobe lights going saying, oh, wow, let's rub oil on our hand. Okay, but what they want to do is they want it in smokable form. That's where the abuse comes from.
That's where the proposal from State Senator Jeff Brandis falls apart for Gualtieri, because the bill allows marijuana to be smoked.
And I'm totally opposed to anything that will allow abuse or recreational use.
In the Florida House, lawmakers have also introduced a medical marijuana bill, one that doesn't allow it to be smoked. But if nothing comes out of the Florida legislature on legalizing marijuana for medical use, that doesn't mean the push is going away. United for Care, the group that campaigned for Amendment 2 in 2014, is already gathering signatures to get the issue back on the ballot in 2016. For Florida Matters, I'm Lottie Watts.
And that is just one of the issues lawmakers are expected to take up during this year's legislative session, which begins next week. Don't miss our session preview on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.